702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
All right, time now to catch up with the world of viral content. Kabazela, very good morning to you. Let's start with Minister Zulu. She's learned a new word, has she?
Good morning to you, Bele. Yes, yeah, she has. And this clip has gone viral. It was an interview that she had done with Kathy Motlatlana on Newsroom Africa. And Kathy was chatting to the minister about the role that social development has in supporting and helping with funding with shelters with regards to gender-based violence. And the major role that they do and the lack of funding that these places get. And then Minister Zulu responded to that question. And she then went on and said that she had learnt a new word called filicide, but then got the word or the meaning of the word wrong. And the correct meaning of the word filicide, which I hadn't known either, I must admit, is when a parent kills their own child, whether it's a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
So let's take a listen to Minister of Social Development, Ndiwe Zulu, tell us about this new word that she explains and then explains it incorrectly.
Kathy, let me start from where we need to start. We need to start from a point that indicates that South Africa cannot continue to carry this image of being a country that actually has the highest numbers of gender-based violence and femicide. And today I learned a new word called filicide. So it's the killing of women, the killing of girls. It's got a name. I didn't know that it's got a name.
That's gone viral on social media, and people were having a go at it. Even Julius Malema just commented and said, "Aish, ginger." English is a difficult language. It's also not her first language, so you got to take that into consideration. But if you're the Minister of Social Development, and we know the figures of gender-based violence in this country and you know how many years and years and years we've been battling with this and the 16 days of activism, you're going to go on national television to tell us about a new word that you've learned, then you need to get it right. So unfortunate incident for the minister there, but I think we can take that story and maybe ask a question from this morning. And I also heard earlier on your show, there was a guy who sent a voice note about a word that you had used that he didn't know the meaning of, which was obtuse.
Yeah.
And he was like, I didn't know that. And he had to go look it up, and now he knows what it means.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes in the English language, we will use words in sentences, and sometimes we don't know the actual meaning of that word. So, you know, it happens on a daily basis sometimes with myself, and maybe it happens with you. So tell us those words that you've used in a sentence before, and then afterwards you thought, I need to actually go and look at the meaning of that word, just to understand exactly what that word means. What was that word that you struggled with?
As broadcasters, it never happens. Doing live radio, it would never happen to me, Kabazela. Never, not a day in my life. Quixotic is the word that I have used, and I was almost caught out. It was a word, yeah. Anyway, it happens all the time, of course. 011-883-0702. Is there a word that you've used without knowing its meaning? Did you get away with it, or were you caught out? I used the word quixotic quite early on this show, and I almost used it incorrectly, and a listener pointed that out to me, and I've never done it again. That's where we'll leave it for What's Gone Viral with Kabazela.